afternoon. Welcome to another edition of The Mike Wilson Show. And my guest today, we've had on, 4 or 5 weeks ago, mm-hmm. Diane Watson with the Marion Public Library. Hi, Diane.
Hello, Mike Wilson Show.
It's good to have you back again. And you have several things going on you'd like to talk about. There's always something going on in the library.
Yep. Actually, I'm going to put on my Let's Read 20 hat today. It's been over a year. Let's see. Last year at about this time, we took the Let's Read 20 initiative under our umbrella at the Marion Public Library. And we've been doing the literacy campaigns and promotion for Read 20. You know, you've probably heard it. You've probably even said it to some people. You know, there's Read 20. You're supposed to read 20 minutes every day. So last year we took it under our umbrella, and we are coming up real quick on the Read Across America, which is happening on March 1st, which just happens to be this coming Friday. And then, of course, but there's a lot of activities that happen around that date. This coming week, we're getting in touch with all of the schools through the liaison program that we have with Let's Read 20. And they're doing activities within the school. And then also the Marion Public Library, in association with Let's Read 20, is doing a family fun night at the library on March 4th. Which is Monday, March 4th, and it begins at 6 o'clock. But Read Across America was initiated years ago. I want to say it's like 115 years that Dr. Seuss has mm-hmm. been around, and it happens to be his birthday.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they do Read Across America. You know, it just sort of gives people an association with literacy and reading, and everybody has read a number of those Dr. Seuss books, Cat in the Hat.
Can quote them.
Right. A lot of people can quote them. Kids can by the time that you get done practicing reading to them. But Read Across America events happen around this time every year. And like I said, it just sort of associates with literacy. And then, of course, Let's Read 20 does it because it associates well with reading 20 minutes every day, getting the message across, and then giving you an activity that goes along with that message. So Let's Read 20 is jumping on board, and we're partnering with the library, which isn't so hard to do since we're one in the same now, and creating an event at the Marion Public Library where Dr. Seuss, maybe not Dr. Seuss himself will be there, but Cat in the Hat, Thing One, Thing Two, and then we've got the Grinch that'll show up too. So there'll be a number of characters that'll be walking around the library. You'll be able to do some activities, and then there'll be some sing-along, you know, getting the kids engaged in knowing what Let's Read 20 is and Dr. Seuss's birthday. So you'll probably see, if you haven't already, you'll see a couple of billboards around town that talk about the initiative. Join the March 1st Read Across America events, and then letsread20.org is the website you'll see, along with Cat in the Hat and the Grinch on the billboard. And then, we also have some newspaper ads that'll be out. And then, like I said, we've had some conversation with liaisons from the schools. They're going to be doing activities. So this is, again, the time of year where the kids want to become involved in an event that is happening. And Read Across America is that event with Let's Read 20 in the Marion Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, if you haven't already been there, please go to the letsread20.org website. One of the things that we're really hoping to do is get people signed up for the pledge. Pledge to do Let's Read 20. Pledge to read 20 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
We, on the very front page of the website, when you go there, you're going to see this green section that ask for you to make the pledge. You know, if you're a grandparent, make the pledge saying that you're going to read to your grandkids. If you don't see them daily, then every day that you do see them, you know, make the pledge that you'll do that. If you're a parent, we want you to make that pledge to read 20 minutes, because we know that if you start it early and it becomes a habit for the kids, even if the kids have to nag you at some point, then that's a good thing, because the literacy that they learn and it becomes a habit, then we know that it will have so many benefits down the road that they're going to be readers in life. And a reader in life goes farther in school. It's easier to get through school and your classes and your testing. And it just makes life easier all the way around. So we know that when it starts early, that is the way that we want it to be. So go to the website, letsread20.org. And take the pledge. And then, of course, look at a lot of the different things that we have on the website. There's reference that you can find materials that'll help you help your child. There is some reading reference. There is some apps that you can download and use for your kids. All sorts of stuff. We just want everybody to be familiar with it. And then, of course, you know, bottom line is read 20 minutes. And then one of the other things that we're starting is kids imitate mm-hmm. everything that they see you do.
Certainly.
So if you are reading, then they will be more likely to read. So we're starting a campaign that says read T-O-O. So, and it shows a photo of a kid that is being read to by the parent, and then a photo of a parent reading independently and a child reading independently. And then it just sort of gives you that message that, you know, they are watching you all the time. And if you are a reader and you're going to be reading a magazine, even if it's a magazine, that they will try to emulate you all the time. They'll sit down and read too. If you're sitting quietly, you know, hopefully they'll sit down and quietly read as well. Get your 20 minutes in every day.
And no parameters on what you read, just
no
read.
No parameters. You know, a lot of people are starting to read magazines and books on their smartphones, and you know, mm-hmm. there's a number of apps that
Certainly.
You can get through the library that can allow you to do that. I'm one of those people that would like to physically hold my book and
I am
and
too,
read
to tell you the
it.
Truth. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now magazines, if it comes to magazines, I flip through a lot of magazines on my phone. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of different apps that you can download different things, magazines, audio, digital, and all of those things, even some videos that you can download through the library apps.
Well, that's cool. Yes.
Yeah. And I don't think people realize that. So we have those that are available, and that's becoming a lot more popular. But to go back to what you said, yes, as long as you're reading, you know, we don't want to just put a video or a screen, let's say, in front of a child and say, just have at it.
Right.
You know, you want them to be read to, because there are some books that you can download that the kid can be read to. Or if you want to read to them independently with your smartphone or tablet, that's perfect. We just want everybody to read 20 every day.
Okay. Now, with that program, do they get a log or something to log what they're reading, or
for this particular program, it's more or less about the message.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to summer reading club, and I pulled up our March newsletter, so because I knew that we'd have a little bit of time to fill today, but it sort of touches on what our summer reading club will be doing.
Okay.
Universe of Stories is actually the theme this summer. And we got a grant from Marion Starr, the Gannett Corporation Foundation, mm-hmm. and then Marion Rotary Foundation. So we are hoping to make this one of the most spectacular summers for Summer Reading Club. And that along with the Summer Reading Club, will have a log that you have to keep track of how much you read. Because then when you come back and you have, let's say, 5 hours filled, then you get a prize.
Okay.
And then you come back and you have 10 hours filled, then you'll get another prize.
That's for school-age children, I presume?
Well, it actually is for parents that want to read to their kids, too.
Okay.
Because
that's very valuable.
Again, it's starting that habit very young. Even if you are, you know, somebody of a child that's even a year or less, if you want to read to them and log it, then you can get them into the Summer Reading Club. So, you know, some of the things that we have going on this summer, we're working on is we have Armstrong Air and Space Museum is going to be coming to help us kick off Summer Reading Club.
Oh.
If you remember, I said that it was a universe of stories.
Okay, yes.
So we're trying to get it themed based and trying to get the relationship with the universe. And then last year we had a really cool science guy. It was Dr. Dave and the Whiz Bang Science Show. And he is coming back this year. We had a great attendance last year with him. And, you know, he just engages the kids. He gets some kids up and involved in what he's doing. And so this year he's going to be coming back. And then we hope that the same happens. We kicked off last year with, I think it was the Penguins. Was that the kickoff or was that the ending? I think it was one of the shows.
And they were dressed formally, in formal attire?
Actually, it was just one penguin, and we had 300 people at the one show.
Wow.
And we had two shows, and we had 300 at both shows.
That's so encouraging.
It was... That's just, you know, what we have to work against this year. We're trying to get, you know, up the numbers of what we did last year. We have a teen silent dance party. I don't know where that one's coming from because sound doesn't travel in space. So it's going to be a teen silent dance party.
Sounds interesting.
Yes, that does. I hadn't heard that one until just now when I read it. And then we have the finale, which will be the end of July, we are working on getting some inflatables and giving out prizes. So you'll want to be engaged in the summer reading program throughout the summer. And then, of course, the prizes are going to be spectacular, too, because what we've got is we'll spend some money on getting some bicycles. Sometimes we get these donated and we'll have all sorts of prizes that we'll be giving out based on, you know, the kids that are registered throughout the Summer Reading Club and participating, because that all goes back to our relationship with Let's Read 20, because Let's Read 20, I don't know that they started the saying or what they've been using since they have been brought to fruition is beat the summer slide. And that summer slide is when you get out of school and you decide, I don't want to do anything.
Your brain goes on vacation too. Yeah.
Your brain goes on vacation. And we don't want to see that.
No.
And we're beating the summer slide. And that, you know, goes hand in hand with Let's Read 20 as well. So we'll have some awesome things that are going to be on the schedule. And if you go to marionlibrary.org, you'll be able to start seeing some of those pop up in our calendar. I think we've got actually a number of them listed on there already. And our hope is that since we're working so far in advance, we're going to get all of this information out to the schools before too long, too, so that everybody knows what the Marion Public Library and Let's Read 20 will be doing throughout the summer. And keep bringing them back to the library, because that's where it's going to be at. That's where you're going to want to spend a lot of your summer being involved with the library and Let's Read 20. Excuse me. That being said, we have an interesting thing coming up here, not in the too distant future. Read Local Author Fair. No, I had these. What did I do with them? Here it is. (Clears throat) We have Sharon Short is going to be our featured author. Mm-hmm. And Sharon Short is AKA Jess Montgomery. So she uses another name pseudonym as a writer. She has written stories as Sharon Short, but she's also wrote a new one. It's called The Widows, and this is by Jess Montgomery. But at our Read Local Author Fair coming up March 23rd from 1 to 3 at the library, we're going to have, let's see, I think it was 21. 1, 2, 3. Twenty-one authors, including Jess Montgomery.
Okay.
And what? How the premise is going to be? Jess is going to take about a half hour and talk about how she became an author, why she's an author, and how she writes books. You know, just sort of giving you an overview of what an author's life is like. And then we're going to break out, and each of the authors are going to sit at their own little table. Those that are what we call self-pub will be selling their books at their tables. And then some of the ones that are sold through Barnes & Noble, we can get, and then we sell them through our book market, which is our little bookstore in the Marion Public Library. So we have, I'll just sort of go through the names in case you're familiar with any of them. We have Dave Myers. Now, Dave has been at the library before. He did a program for us that was called the Ohio's Black Hand Syndicate. And then he's got a couple of them. He'll have that one available. And then he'll have Lynching and Mob Violence in Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
That might bring some folks in.
Yes. He did the Black Hand Syndicate thing was more of a mob thing last year. So Dave Myers, Cass Miller, her book is The First Day of Summer and the Lock Lake Diaries and Wen Diaries. Linda Van Meter is, her books are Worth Losing and Whispered Regrets. And After the Show. Dee Gerritsen is, her books are All Is Fair, Station Fasten, and then Wildfire Run. Jessica Stalwart is Forget You Know Me, and then Not That I Could Tell, and then another one is Almost Missing You. Katie Macchie, M-A-I-C-H, M-A-I-C-H-R-Y-E, Mom and Dad Go on Holiday. Okay. Sounds like me writing one of those. And of course, she probably writes them much better than me. And then Dan Erdman, E-R-D-M-A-N, Catherine's Story, and then Yoga for the 21st Century Man. And then Roger Knoll must have been a co-writer on that one, so he's going to be with him.
Okay.
Karen Meyer is Conflict at Chillicothe, and then North to Freedom, and then Simon Kenton, Unlikely Hero.
Oh, that
sounds like a little bit of history.
Yes.
Right up your alley,
yes,
huh?
Yes.
Conflict at Chillicothe. I wonder if that one isn't. It does say historical novels for young readers.
Okay.
OhioFrontierHistoryLady.com is her website, in case you cared. Charlie Eskew, Tales of the Astonishing Black Spark. Satire about the Midwestern black superhero, satire, fantasy, and science fiction. Sounds interesting.
It does.
Dr. Jillian Scudder, Astroquizzical, A Curious Journey Through the Cosmic Family Tree. Quirky guide on how things work in the universe and why. Okay. That'll be a conversation. Sit down and talk with her.
Yeah, sure.
Gene Smith, Gene's local lady. Well, these all are semi-local. Some of them are from around Ohio, and some of them are, they're all within Ohio, though. But Gene's in the library all the time. Turn the Page, Contemporary Romance, Woman's Fiction. Ira Ann Chambers, Folly of Sosmarge. That was a tough one. Manor, and then Storm Chasers of Wentworth Hall. Jessica Fries Ginther, Exemplary Evidence, Notable Notebooks. Scott Edwards, Quintessential Jack, The Art of Jack Nicholas on Screen. Or Nicholson on Jack Screen.
Nicholson. Okay.
I said Nicholas, didn't I? Nicholson.
I thought it was going to be a golfing book.
Yeah, no,
said,
no,
yeah,
no.
Okay.
Nicholson on Screen. Liz Darnell, Moving Forward with God, a 365-day inspirational devotional. Laura Mathis, Peddler of Wisdom and the Estate Learca. Timothy Barner, Eyes of God and Sasquatch Diaries.
Oh, okay.
J.E. Irwin, The Dark End of the Rainbow and the Rules of the Game. C.L. Paul Wells, 40 and Out. And then Burned Bridges. So that gives you a sort of a short glimpse of all of the authors that are going to be available. And like I said, it's going to be March 23rd. It will start at 1 and will end at 3. And we will start with Jess Montgomery, Sharon Short. Sort of gives you who's it gonna be? It's actually Sharon Short, who writes books under the pseudonym Jess Montgomery, and she will be doing a short presentation to start the Read Local Author Fair, and then half hour, 40 minutes after that, we'll let you go talk to the authors that are going to be available. This is the third year that we've done it. And we've had pretty good success. You know, you get a fair amount of people walk in because it's like, you got how many authors in one spot that you can walk around and talk to.
A lot of different interests there.
Yes. And buy their books, get their autographed, and then, you know, maybe get their email, get a business card, and make a connection, especially if you're a young author or somebody that is interested in how to go through the process. These are all ones that have been published once or twice or even more than that. So if you want more information or if you want to look at the information I just sort of read off to you a little bit, you can go to the website marionlibrary.org. And of course, if you go to our calendar and you look up March 23rd, you'll be able to find out more about the event.
What time of day does that start?
It starts at 1. And last
that's
year,
a Sunday, I believe.
It's actually a Saturday.
Okay, it's a Saturday. Okay.
23rd. Last year, what we did is we started at 1, and then we took a little bit of time, and everybody was at their tables, and then we broke away and went into the meeting room and had the presentation. And it seemed like it sort of just sort of chopped the day up. So what we want to do is get the presentation done first, and then everybody has the opportunity to walk and continue to walk and not have to worry about leaving their table to go for the presentation, you know, the other authors. Each year, what we like to do is have a featured author that will make a presentation. And it's worked out well. Like I said, this is the third year. I think last year we probably had more authors, but, you know, this makes for a nice area in the library that you have room to walk around and you don't have to feel so crammed. And then, of course, if you're purchasing books, remember that you might want to bring some cash or change, or I don't know that all of them will take credit cards. So just come prepared because the library, we won't be able to give you change if you have something and you need to have change. So just come with your own source of funding, let's say. I know that the book market, which is where I think we've got four of the people, and I should have probably figured out who all of those were. I think we've got four of them that you'll be able to buy their books through the book market. And that, if that is the case, then you can use your credit card. Now, the independent authors, I'm not sure if that's the case, if all of them. I mean, they will have internet access because, of course, the library does that for free for everybody. But I'm not sure if all of them will be able to take credit cards. So I'm just saying this to prepare you for whatever might.
So bring cash.
Might happen.
If
yes.
If you.
Not sure that they'll take a check either, right. But cash is always good. Always works. Everybody likes that. So. Doesn't nobody's going to turn that away if you're wanting to buy their books. And then, of course, they're going to want to be able to talk to you about it, too. And that's the fun thing about this author fair is you're going to be able to talk to the author, spend a little bit of time with them, and be there with them.
Okay. And once again, that date, I know you told us a couple times. Well,
it is March 23rd, Saturday, March 23rd. Okay. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then come and stay the whole time. Come and listen to Sharon Short, Jess Montgomery talk, and then spend some time with the other authors that are, like I said, these are all Ohio or authors that are from Ohio or in Ohio. We didn't want to go too far out of the state, and that's why we call it Read Local Author Fair. So, okay, how are we doing on time?
We have about 20 minutes.
Wow. We have a lot of things going on at the library. And if you hear me say something about something that's going on at the library and you didn't catch everything, then the one thing I want you to walk away with is you can find all of this information on our website at marionlibrary.org. We have a monthly book discussion. We have a fiction and a nonfiction. And then we have a full list of those that are already planned out for the whole year. So if you want to go figure out what those are, they are available on our website. The one coming up in March, our fiction is John Hart's Redemption Road. John Hart's the author, and Redemption Road is the name of the novel. And that will be coming up Tuesday, March 5th at 7 o'clock. The book discussion is led by one of our librarians, or one of the staff at the library. And then we also, on the 19th, March 19th, is the nonfiction. And the nonfiction is The Perils of Privilege by Phoebe Maltz Boye. And that one I'm not sure about. John Hart, I like him as an author. I've read that book, and he's very interesting, usually detective type thriller. And then there's a short description of the nonfiction one. It says, why injustice can't be solved by accusing others of advantage. Be very good of discussion. And if, like I said, if you hear something today and you can't get all the information, then go to our website, marionlibrary.org. Has all of our book discussion, has our adults events, our kids events, and everything's listed on there. The big thing that I talked about when we first got started today was the Dr. Seuss Family Fun Night, and that is Monday, March 4th. It starts at 6 o'clock, and you'll be seeing some characters running around the library. Pause for reading. Pause is P-A-W-S. So you sort of get an idea of what that's all about. We have
something with pets, maybe specifically dogs.
Yes, we have a dog that comes in on the first and third Friday morning. And this one is called Jack. And I think Jack is going to be gone one of those days. And he might have a stand-in coming, a friend coming. But the thing about the program is that kids can come in and they can sit down and, you know, pull out a book out of the library and sit there and read to the dog in their way.
Yes.
And it makes it an unconditional listener. Or they can have mom and dad sit with them or guardian and sit with them and read. And then Marty, who brings in Jack, sometimes reads to the kids too. But that is the first and third Friday of the month. And it is at 10 o'clock in the morning. So Jack is our unconditional listener for pause, for reading. And kids love it. I was in there Friday, and there was a couple of kids that came in, and one of them came in with his flashcards. He was ready to show Jack how he can just sort of whiz through the flashcards, and he did a wonderful job. And then he brought another book that he brought these from home that he was ready to read to Jack. So it was very cute. One of the brand new things that we're doing at the library is we have a lady who is very new to town, and she is a certified music therapist. And we are starting a new music time. You've heard us with story times and everything, and this one is strictly music. So Chris Ramsey has come to us and said, hey, can I help you guys start this program? And we said yes. So that is on Wednesdays. In March, it'll be March 6th through the 20th, and then we'll probably be taking a small break, and we'll see if we can't get her back. But for March, it will be on Wednesdays, and it will go until March 20th, through March 20th. There'll be two times in the morning. It is 9:30 in the morning and 10:30 in the morning. So you do like a half hour of music and getting kids interactive and engaged. And then what it happens is, you know, families just sort of meander out of the library. And then at 10:30, she comes back and does the same program. So if for some reason you just can't quite make that 9:30 time slot, you still have the 10:30 time slot.
And when is that?
It is on Wednesdays.
Okay.
Wednesday mornings, 9:30 and 10:30.
All right.
And I've taken some really cute photos of Chris and kids, you know, and what we're hoping to do is those kids that maybe just can't sit through a story time because it's just like, and they need some of that interacted and the therapy part of it, then she's there to get them engaged and keep them involved and doing those cognitive things that help with the learning. So we also like to get teens involved, and we have something coming up that we've started with Job and Family Services is Finding a Job 101, and this is for teens.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the first date will be March 11th, and then the second one will be April 1st. So it's going to be, the first one is really sitting down and trying to go through a book that is sort of helping you build that resume.
Okay.
You know, because when you say to a teen, here, what is your work experience? They're going to say, I don't have any. Maybe babysitting. So we go through a little workbook that sort of thinks about your interest and the things that you've done on a regular basis in school, and you sort of write them down, and then you go back and you build your resume from that.
Oh, okay.
And then on April 1st is when they sit down and sort of give you interviewing skills.
Oh, good.
So, and this is for teens, you know. There's not a whole lot of teens that go out and look for jobs anymore, and there's some that would like to. So mm-hmm. we know that we're going to help them through that process. And like I said, this is done in cooperation with Job and Family Services here in Marion. They think of the library as more of a, let's say, a neutral place that people are likely to come into. And, you know, some people are a little bit scared to go into Job and Family Services only because they think it's, you know, maybe not what they think. So,
right.
The library is less intimidating. Okay. So some of the things that we have on the adult agenda, toads and frogs at the branches. We are going to have James Anderson, who is the naturalist for the Marion Marion County Parks, I should say. Mm-hmm. I'm on that board. I should know that.
Quite familiar with him.
Yes. Well, he is going to do toads and frogs at the branches at 4:30, March 7th. He'll be at LaRue. March 14th, he'll be at Prospect. And then March 21st, he'll be in Caledonia. So he's going to help us out with that. He loves doing programs, and we love him coming back over and over again. You know, James, he does a great job at it.
And what time of day is that?
That one is at 4:30. Okay. Our branches go from 2 till 6, and if he does a program at 4:30, it's usually not more than an hour.
All right.
And this one's toads and frogs, so it should be pretty good.
I think he'll bring examples of toads and frogs,
well,
I presume.
I'm sure he usually does, you know, of course, if he can find them at that time. This is, like I said, March 7th, 14th, and 21. May not be able to see too many of them at that time, but he does have a PowerPoint that he'll sort of go through and show you what they're all about. There's Celebrate Baby Fair coming up March 18th, and we're doing this in cooperation with the Marion Public Health and the WIC Department, County WIC, Women and Children. And what they are primarily doing is trying to help you have access to safe sleeping boxes. And they distribute boxes that look like, you know, nice pink boxes on the outside. They're blue on the inside. They got a little bit of a pad on the bottom. And your kid, your child, your newborn child mm-hmm. should not be in a big fluffy bed.
Okay.
And what they're doing is offering an opportunity for you to get a safe sleeping box. And then we're doing it as a Celebrate Baby Fair so that you can also talk to different entities in the community about some of your baby's needs.
All right.
So that's why we call it Celebrate Baby Fair. So come in March 18th at 6:30 and you'll be able to access all of the fun. They have snacks and stuff too. March 12th is Books in Focus, where a couple of people from the library sit down and they just go over a big number of books and sort of give you titles of upcoming books and then gives you a short synopsis of some of the things that you might be interested in. So that is March 12th at 2:00 in the afternoon. Now, that one, the last time we did it, we also did it live on Facebook. So I anticipate doing that again. So if you cannot make it to the library and you still want to know about some of the books and stuff that are coming up, give us a Facebook live feed like and you'll get a notice. Tornado Week, information and safety is March 12th. And that will be at 6:00. And I think you said Zach Fuller. Zach is the one that is going to be doing that for the Marion Public Library. Read Local Author Fair, again, March 23rd, 1 to 3. And then on March 27th at 7 p.m., we have Vintage Baseball. Bo Johnson, who has come and done a couple of history programs for us. He comes to us from Marysville, visits, and then gives us a little bit. He has lots of memorabilia to look at, and he's going to share about the history, a historical look at the 1919 Black Sox World Series scandal, and he does a great job of it. You know, he'll do a program for about 45 minutes, and then answer questions. And then, of course, he's going to be dressed in the vintage baseball. And
oh, yeah, that will be worth it.
He does a great job. So We have Aspire is at the library. And if you have never heard of Aspire, you can see Aspire on the Marion Tech website and on our website. It is a program where people are going through weekly sessions, Mondays and Wednesdays, starting at 4:30, and they are learning the skills to prepare to take their GED. So that is one that we've gotten another community partner. And if you haven't got your GED and you think it might be something you would want to do, there again, the library is one of those non-intimidating places that
sure.
you can come and work through the process. We have a teacher that comes in from Marion Tech on a weekly basis, Mondays and Wednesdays, mm-hmm. and they help people through that process. We've had pretty good success with people doing that. So, again, MarionMTC.edu is the website to look at, or ours, which is MarionLibrary.org. Gives you an overview of the program and then the times and dates in case, you know, I was talking too fast.
Yeah, people might not catch all that stuff
yeah.
today, so
yeah.
your website's a good source.
Yes. Just a few more things. One of the things that we have that I think I keep saying that, you know, I feel like I talk about it all the time is my first library card, but there never seems to be enough people that know about it when I tell them. And my first library card is the library card that is for kids 0 to age 5. That means if you have a child that's born at Marion General Hospital today, you could come to the library tomorrow and get a library card in their name.
Okay.
This card has no fees. So if you have a child that you want to start reading to them 20 minutes a day, just like the Let's Read 20 wants you to, then you can, and you don't have any books at home, which I'm hoping that you do, but if you need more because you just want to have a plethora, my first library card is the card you need to do. Now, if you can't remember anything else, then go to marionlibrary.org. And you can search for My First Library Card, and it gives you all of the rundown of why there's no fees and where you can get the books and then coming into the library and filling out the form and getting it for the kids. The other thing that I want to let you know is we do have a book market in the library. There is a little gift store run by the Bookmarks of the Marion Public Library. They are our friends group. They're the ones that do the annual book sale, which is coming up the end of April. And they also have a little bookstore in the library that they open on a regular basis. Now, if you go to their website, which is marionohbookmarks.org, you can find out when it's open. I can tell you right now the days that we tentatively have in March. March 1st will be open from 10 to 1, March 14th, 1 to 4, March 15th, 1 to 4, March 21st, 1 to 4, March 23rd, 1 to 4, March 28th, 1 to 4. Now, all of this information I'm reading from our newsletter, so if you can't find their dates on their website or our website, which they aren't on our website, you have to connect to their website. You can download our newsletter once it is posted, and it'll be a PDF. So,
And I get it through my email. So
yes.
You can also, when you sign yes. up for a card, they ask for your email address.
Yes, you will automatically get it. Mm-hmm. So those dates will be on there. And what I say those dates, and they sound like they're random only because they are, because that's when we have volunteers
okay,
who come and open up the shop for us. We would love to get more volunteers that will get the store open more often. Our ultimate goal would be to have it open the hours that the library is open. But, mm-hmm. you know, if we can just yeah. get there one little step at a time, that'd
and
be awesome.
And those volunteers are very, very important.
Yes.
A big part of what you do. Well, Diane Watson, thank you for being here representing the Marion Marion Public Library today.
And let's read 20.
And I kind of asked you at the last minute to come in. I appreciate it. And we'll have you back on again soon, I'm sure,
yes,
with more upcoming events. So thanks for listening today. And be careful out there.